Good morning. We're enjoying another good-looking start to the day across interior New York and New England. That ocean storm far enough east of Cape Cod to leave us out of its cloud cover in most of the region. And a disturbance diving through the Great Lakes is headed south past Pittsburgh and toward the Delmarva Peninsula. So we're in between systems, which will mean dry weather and a decent amount of sun through the early morning period. Temperatures starting off on the cooler side in the 30s to lower and mid-40s, but should climb quickly back through the 50s through the morning and into the afternoon. We'll push up into the lower to mid-60s on average for highs. As this is going on, we'll pick up an east-southeasterly fetch off of the Atlantic. That will tend to build some moisture in the form of mid- and low-level cloud cover. So skies eventually becoming mostly cloudy, especially in New England. And we can't rule out a few passing showers from time to time, especially across the higher terrain. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, with a scattered shower possible and lows back into the 40s. Tomorrow, a low-pressure system well south and east of Long Island will have an indirect influence on our weather. Not much in the way of precipitation, but an onshore flow circulating around this system will pull in more moisture from the Atlantic, so skies will remain mostly cloudy and still the risk of a few showers around, with highs in the lower to middle 60s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will begin to build in on Saturday. Still, some energy has to work its way through, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds, but generally a dry day with highs into the upper 60s. As that ridge continues to build in on Sunday, we'll go for a mix of sun and clouds and back into the lower 70s. The ridge will crest overhead on Monday, and it will be the warmest day in quite a while, with highs at least in the middle and maybe even some upper 70s. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as the next cool front approaches from the west, and that will bring us our next chance of more widespread showers and maybe even a thunderstorm Monday night and Tuesday. High temperatures on Tuesday still in the lower 70s, sliding back into the 60s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting elevated fire danger for portions of the northern plains today. Red flag warnings are in effect for parts of the Dakotas into Minnesota. Any fires that start in this area could quickly spread out of control due to south winds at 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 35 miles per hour. Also, the relative humidity will be in the 10 to 20% range. And Tropical Cyclone Kwang is located approximately 360 miles northwest of Lernmuth, Australia. It's tracking to the southeast and toward the coast at 12 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are 130 miles per hour with gusts to 160 miles per hour, but significant weakening is expected before it reaches land. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Cambridge in the United Kingdom at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 35, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.79 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature, 60, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 2.10 inches, which is 96 hundredths below average, and 7.67 inches for the year, which is 3.39 inches of precipitation below average. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 502 and 6,717 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903, and the record low 25 in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 5:51 a.m., Sunset this evening, 7:54 p.m., 14 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the middle 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Becoming mostly cloudy with just a passing sprinkle or shower today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the middle 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, again just the risk of a scattered shower, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s Saturday. Partly sunny, lower 70s on Sunday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, breezy and warm, mid to upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, upper 60s and lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.